We've been talking a lot about Art on the Green at Coeur d'Alene. We're going to be there with a booth, and there's all kinds of things going on. One of the many great events in the area, often happening simultaneously, Sandpoint and the Metau and all kinds of places with great festivals and events going on this weekend. And even as Art on the Green goes along in Sandpoint, there's going to be a performer in the afternoon at the library. Nice chance to get away for a little while and cool down and hear a performance and then go right back to Art on the Green. And that is Phil Mulberg. He's in the studio and we're going to spend some time with him. We're going to get to know him. But right now he's going to lead off with a little bit of music for us. He has his guitar, he has his harmonica, and he has his voice all with him. And so this is Phil Mulberg and his original song, which is called Dance With Me.
I'll dance with you, love me and I'll love you too. Share with me, I'll share with you all of God's good favors. Me, I'll walk with you, share with me, I'll share with you. Me, I'll take with you all of God's good favors.
Live in the studio, well-named tune, Dance With Me, performed for us by Phil Mulberg. And so, good morning, Phil, and welcome.
Good morning.
It's great to have you here on a lot of levels, including and especially what we just heard. Now, I defined you as being here with your guitar, your harmonica, and your voice, but there's a fourth thing, and that's your songwriting that you happen to bring along, too. So I want to spend a little time getting to know you via all of those four things. What came earliest in your life? Did you play guitar from a young age? Did you sing as a kid?
No, when I was very young, my mother was a piano teacher, and she also played harmonica. And so I had borrowed her harmonicas at maybe 4 years old or 5 years old and ended up ruining one by eating all sorts of things and playing the harmonica. So she gave me a harmonica and set down the harmonica rules, as you don't eat while you're playing the harmonica. And then she started teaching me campfire tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's mm-hmm. why I took the name of Phil Harmonica. So
of course. Oh, boy, you were set for life with that name.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, that began at 4 or 5 years old, and it just continued on. And then when I was when I graduated from high school in 72, I was building a custom home with my grandfather, and I didn't have anything to do. He was living out on a farm, and it was a nice place, more like a ranch, but there was nothing to do. So I asked my parents to bring a guitar that they had bought me for Christmas a long time back, and they brought that. So in 72, I started writing songs to learn how to play the guitar better.
Nice. And one quick side note, your mother, you mentioned, was also a piano teacher. Did she do that motherly, piano teacherly duty of teaching you a little piano and saying you'll thank me for it someday?
She found out that she was better off sending us to another teacher because we ignored her, I think, is basically a lot of the things, you know. Mm. And
smart mother.
Yeah. And so I kind of lost out in several ways, but my piano teacher they were having a little concert, and she asked me what I wanted to play, and I wanted to play this boogie. And she says, well, you've only been playing a year, and that's like a 3-year song. And I was like, oh, okay. And she says, and I don't have the music for it. And I said, that's all right. My mom knows it, and so she can teach it to me. So my mom taught it to me, and then I did the little concert. And after that, the piano teacher says, I'm sorry, I can't teach you because I don't know how to teach by ear, you know. And so she suggested that I went. There was a blind man in town that tuned pianos and taught by ear, of course, and I never did. So... But I decided then that the piano was too hard to pack around, I decided a guitar would be good.
Yeah, Phil Malberg, that's great. You've pulled together all four of those aspects of what we just heard. And so then you did that, but then as we were talking a little bit off mic, you've gone into general contracting and you've built things all your life, right?
Yes. Yeah. I went to work before then. My grandfather was coming to Twin Falls, and he built a house when I was 7, and he was very good at he would chalk lines on the floor, show us how far apart the nails went, and let us nail off the floor, and just do things that most people wouldn't think you were doing at 7. But ever since 7, I wanted to build. I wanted to, you know, do that, keep the trades going. And so, when I was graduating, he was building a big custom house in Modesto, California. And so that's when I went to Modesto and decided I need something to do, started playing music beside the work. So that's basically been hand in hand. I wanted to go into music, but my grandmother told me, well, you have to not do carpentry and just go directly into music. And of course, for all of these years, I've been trying to prove her wrong, but she was right. You either have to do one or the other. You can't just, you know, I mean, I've kept my music going, but it's not making me a living.
Right, of course, yeah. So. But now you're gearing up toward more music. One reason that Phil Malberg is in here, and then specifically a few performances, we'll talk about some of them later, but the next one coming along is tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Coeur d'Alene Public Library, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. But that's great that you've been writing all this time. When you write, and we're on our way into another... so he's Phil changing guitars there and harmonicas and all the things that you need to do. And so as you write songs, always that silly question we have to ask every time, the words and the music, do they happen at the same time? Do you think of a few words and then imagine the tune that will go with them? Or do you get a good musical riff going and then some words fit into that?
Well, for me, it's usually I get a good bass line going with my guitar, a good chord pattern going. The first song I played, that was the first song that I wrote on a minor harp. And I wrote that while I was driving to work. So naturally, this the tune came first, and then the guitar, and then the guitar came.
Sure, yeah.
And so, but usually it's the chord or a different upbeat progression or something of the sort, and that, you know, then I take off from there.
And then where do the words come in?
It's just been down through time whenever I see something or I read something. This next song is actually about Moses, and he was told that to tap the rock and that he would get water. And he tapped the rock, but he was impatient, and so he tapped the rock again, and for that reason, he didn't make it to the promised land. So the song is all about patience, really, you know, and what you have to practice. So that it's just whatever. Sometimes I'm, you know, in distress, or sometimes I'm feeling like crazy, so I'll write a song that goes that direction.
Nice. You know? Yeah. Well, that's a nice entree into this song, a song that Phil wrote called You Can Run. And so go ahead and we'll gladly have the patience to listen to it if you have the patience to play it.
Practice your patience. You have to practice your love. You have to practice your patience to the Lord above. You can run, you can run just as fast as you can. Still may not reach the promised land, for the promised land's for those who see. Hearts down through history. You can run, you can run to the promised land. You can run, you can run just as fast as you can. Practice your patience. You must practice your love. You must practice your patience to the Lord above. Purify your hearts, yes, purify your souls. That's right, let the Lord know that you run, yes, you run just as fast as you can. Run to the promised land. You can run just as fast as you can. You can run to the promised land.
My guest in the studio, Phil Malberg, singing his original song, You Can Run, singing it, playing it on the harmonica and the guitar. 1-2-3 punch there. Nice. Phil, you've started doing some concerts at different libraries. Haven't you done one or two already this summer?
I haven't got any in this summer yet.
Okay, but you have one coming right up. And so talk a little bit more about what you're doing tomorrow and what the idea behind it is at the Coeur d'Alene Library.
The idea behind it is that sometimes it's easier to get the message out with music than it is to lecture people. It just seems that's one of the reasons that I started playing music, because in the 60s and 70s, there was so much good protest music, which was actually peace music in my book. And I thought, wow, that's a great way to go. You can just do music and make peace. So that's kind of what I've been working towards, you know. And
nice. And so you have a whole 2-hour concert of originals and on in that idea. I mean, you know,
well,
not full 2 hours.
Much.
But
most all my I try to do music that makes people comfortable with themselves or comfortable with the world, or, you know, I hate to call it protest music. Sometimes it would be protest music protesting against things that you don't care for that are happening. But it just seems like we don't have a voice. And so I just thought, you know, this would be a great way to get out there, hoping to get like-minded people that like music and like unity and peace and come on over and do the concert. I also have looked up some quotes. I'm going to have a video with a few quotes from just a scads of people, as far as from Hendrix to the Dalai Lama, you know. And so it's like it's very, very diverse, and that's the whole idea, is to bring in the diversity as a good thing.
Yeah, and it's and so you have this title, Unity Through Music. Is that what you tend to use as a title for your concerts? Is that
For these concerts? Yes, I've got two CDs out. I've got a Mountain Music CD, and that one is more on just being so glad that I was raised, and a lot of them are about the sawtooths. We used to spend a lot of time in the sawtooths and just running with my cousins and everyone through the mountains was just great, you know, and it still is. And so that one is not so much on peace. The first one I did, I had a ton of great musicians help me with that one, and that is A Glimpse Beyond, and that is more of a peace type album. And
So as long as you have a couple albums, do you have a website for people to find them?
I do have a website. It's philharmonicasmusic.com.
So spell it out for us.
P-H-I-L-S harmonica, H-A-R-M-O-N-I-C-A-S music.
So Phil's harmonicasmusic.com.
Yeah.
And so you got to get those two S's in there.
I'm not sure if I got that right. It may not have an S after Phil.
Okay.
It might be Phil Harmonicas.
I think,
not have the S after
Phil Harmonicas Music.com.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the address I've seen. So that's the way to find it. Phil Malberg, who tomorrow from 3 to 5 at the Coeur d'Alene Library, the suggestion, go to Art on the Green and see a whole bunch of stuff and hear a whole bunch of stuff and have a great time, get a little bit too warm, and then go over to the Coeur d'Alene Library and cool down in that lovely meeting room downstairs, a concert by Phil, and then maybe throw jumping in the lake and along in that formula too, because there's plenty of that, and go back and do a little more Art on the Green, and we'll be there for that. So on our way into the last song of the mini that Phil has available, using harmonica guitar, and so he's going to his other guitar there. There's a little blues tune called Go to Sleep, My Baby. Go ahead and do a little tuning. We're always glad for tuning to happen. So obviously that uses a non-traditional tuning. Yeah. Okay. Anything you want to say about Go to Sleep, My Baby?
This tune was written way over 30 years ago. And it was written, I always watched my son in the evening before he went to sleep. And so I would be wanting to play some music. And of course I would be playing music or playing with him. And so the tune was written for basically about that, but about Well, I guess I'll play the tune, and that'll be the best way to explain
okay,
it.
Okay, let's go from now, concluding this time together. Let's hear Phil Mulberg and his tune, Go to Sleep, My Baby.
Uh-oh. I'm not seeing my...
Okay, get a little... Oh, the right harmonica here?
Yeah.
Hmm. There we go, whole box of harmonicas, and they're color-coded, so you can catch see them in a dark...
The color wasn't showing.
Yeah, yeah, see them in a dark room. Okay, here we go. Phil, his harmonica, and his voice.
Say go to sleep, my baby, now. Please don't you cry. Daddy like to write some music. Say go to sleep, my baby. Please don't you cry. Say go to sleep, my baby, now. Daddy like to write some music. Say send down from your heavens all your love and kindly light. I send down from your heavens all your love to change our lives. Say send down from your heavens all your kindly light. Say send down from your heavens all your love to change our lives. I woke up in the morning and I looked into the mirror. I see that stranger looking back at me. Well, I know that he is caring for the people in the world the way that he thinks that things should be. But who feeds the hungry? Where are the lonely? Why do the wars rage on? Say, send down from your heavens all your love and kindly light. I send down from your heaven all your love to change our life. Say send down from your heavens all your love to change our lives. Say send down from your heavens all your love to change our lives.
From our studio, Phil Malberg singing his original Go to Sleep, My Baby, singing it and playing it and thoroughly enchanting us. Phil, who is tomorrow, Saturday, at the Coeur d'Alene Public Library from 3 to 5, performing. Then on September 9th, he'll be at the Post Falls Library. And then in October, he'll be at a Baha'i gathering playing. So you can be watching for that. Phil, what a treat. Thanks a lot for coming by.
You're welcome.
And so let's go on with some of the folks who are playing, who will be out in the sun playing at Art on the Green. One is the well-known pianist from around here. Well, he's moved around here about 20 years ago and has enchanted us ever since. Scott Kirby from his album Charbonneau. We've never played this one before, but it's his Stephen Foster medley.